Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the able assistance of Tim Newton. Oh, Lord, we have had a whole raft of messages coming in here. I'll just whiz through these very, very quickly. Guys, love him or hate him, Jeff's opened up the discussion to people who have the knowledge, and this will lead to change. Question for David McCarthy. Well, he's gone now, but anyway, I would like to know why there has been nil acknowledgement of Doug Pollard and Rob Mitchell for exposing this issue. And why, oh why, has there been this hijack of Jug's story by Joy? Why was he never given the chance to follow this up? I'll have to get Macca back in to answer that one, won't I? But never mind. I want Jeff Kennett to resign. He's homophobic and backtracking to save his skin. He needs to look at his own family situation to speak before he speaks about others. I won't read the rest of that. Carrington, who was on the show last week, Carrington Brigham from Optus, who did the It Gets Better video for Optus, said, let's get Jeff to do an It Gets Better video. Oh, my tongue won't work on this one. Followed by Beyond Blue staff and Joy staff too. Another one here. Please tell Jeff Kennett to stop talking about sexual preference. It's sexual orientation. He doesn't prefer to be heterosexual. Actually, he probably does, but... what you said about funding is not true. BB have sponsored a program on air and online with Joy now. Have they indeed? I didn't know that. Thanks for bringing that to me. Now, apologies to my next guest for doing that, but we did get rather a lot through there and I wanted to get it in. Now, a little while back, there was a move by the Victoria's Peak Jewish body, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, to reach out to the GLBTI Jewish community and find out, to try and get some handle on the level of discrimination, homophobia, whatever else, in the Jewish community, particularly the gay Jewish communities. And the man who headed that up is the shortly to be departing head of the council, John Searle. Welcome back yet again to
Doug. Thank you very much for having me.
The Rainbow Report. We'll have to get you a permanent seat here, I think.
Be a pleasure.
Okay. What's happened? What's happened to this review, this inquiry? Where are you at with it now?
We've by and large finished making all of the inquiries within our community, mm-hmm. having previously made inquiries outside of the community, and we're in the process of finalising the report, which I'm delighted to say should be released within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I would have thought.
How many submissions did you get?
Not very many. If I said between 4 and 6, that would probably be an accurate number.
Ooh, that's rather a small sample to base the report on, isn't it?
Well, look, it's a very small sample, and I'm disappointed about that because my initial reaction was that there'd be plenty of people who'd wish to provide submissions, but that appeared not to be the case. But thankfully, we've also been able to speak to a lot of people within some of our relevant community organisations to try to get a feel for their perspective on the issues and what's going on in schools and other places, to provide a useful report that I think more than anything else will open members of our community's eyes to these issues.
Okay. Now, there was an issue we spoke about with Rob Mitchell on this program at some length about the confidentiality issue. There's a twofold problem with that one. One was that you were not allowing anonymous submissions at that stage, and the other one was that nobody knows who's on this reference group. Now, have you moved to address those issues?
We did take steps to have the submissions put to another organisation, such as the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, or perhaps the La Trobe. Neither of those organisations were able to assist at the time, which was a pity. So therefore, we had to maintain it as it was, because we couldn't find a third party who we would be comfortable with to receive the submissions. In relation to the identity of the people who are on the reference group, my expectation is most, if not all, of those people will sign the report with their names, but there have been they've confided to me they've been reluctant at this stage to put their names out in the public domain for fear of, frankly, some vilification and discrimination. Strangely, not from the non-gay communities, but rather from the gay communities and other people who perhaps haven't yet appreciated the extent of the work we're doing.
Okay, well, one of the people who raised these issues with me and was particularly concerned about the anonymity of the board members was the veteran gay campaigner, Manny De Sachs, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Manny.
Good afternoon, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, we have John Searle here with us. Did you hear what he just said about...
Yes.
How do you react to that?
Well, one of the main points that I wish to have answered is, are people like Aleph on represented in the group, and are groups like Jewish Lesbian Group of Victoria represented on that reference group? And if not, why not?
Well, there you are, John. Straight
well,
to
the short
to
answer
you.
To the question is yes. They are representatives from people who are affiliated with each of those organisations on the reference group.
Well, then why are they not wanting to have their names in the public arena?
The reluctance to put their name in the public arena has come about predominantly because there's been some people within the GLBT communities who perhaps through lack of understanding of what we're doing have been exceedingly critical and vilifying of the work of the reference group. And whilst we've been undertaking that work, they've not relished the prospect of being vilified or discriminated against.
Can I come in here, John, and you add another question in? You said earlier on you'd only had very, very few submissions and that you hadn't been able to use any kind of anonymizing service to receive those submissions. And as I said, until now, the members of the reference group have also been anonymous. Do you think those things taken together account for the reluctance of people to make submissions? One, that they didn't want to put their names to things in case they too got some comeback, and secondly, because they didn't know who was going to be reading them.
I don't think the lack of knowledge as to who compromised the or so who comprised the reference group would have been a significant issue. I can understand there may have been some people who were a bit reluctant to put submissions in to the JCCV. There wasn't very much we could do about that. As I said, we tried to have them received by the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. They weren't at the time able to assist, neither was the La Trobe University unit, so they had to stay with us. But I think also of importance is the fact that this report is the beginning of the Jewish community dealing with these issues. I would hope it's not going to be the end of the Jewish community dealing with these issues, and there may well be further opportunities to advance these issues as we go through the years.
You were talking about some trenchant criticism that you'd had from certain members of the Jewish community. That certain member of the Jewish community has just messaged, who says, BS, there is no official representation from Aleph on the reference group. That's from Michael Barnett.
All I can say is I have people sitting in that room who tell me they're involved with Aleph. I have no reason to disbelieve them.
What is their level of expertise that they can sit in judgment on some of the submissions? I mean, there are only 4 to 6 submissions, so there's not an awful lot of judgment to be made.
They're Jewish. That's their expertise.
That is not a judgment. That is not somebody who can sit in judgment on gay Jewish issues. The fact that they're Jewish, I mean, we're Jewish, so...
Manny, I think the critical issue here is it's not a question of sitting in judgment. My concern in establishing this reference group was that there were serious issues involving the GLBT communities of vilification, of discrimination, mental health issues, and we as a community had never seriously looked at these issues and
true.
Said we have to do something about it. So the job that I took upon myself was to start doing something about these issues and to say we in the Jewish community are really in many respects no different to the rest of the community. There are issues here. They cannot be swept under the carpet. They cannot be ignored. If we have students in our schools who are struggling with their sexual identity, who are having trouble with these issues, we need, as a community, if they are in our community schools, to develop strategies to assist these people, to make sure that they are provided with a safe and secure environment regardless of their sexual identity.
Well, shouldn't there have been some link on the JCCV web pages to the reference group? And there is no link.
Well, there's certainly an opportunity for people to contact the JCCV, as you did, Manny, and ask questions about it.
Right.
I think all questions that have been submitted or all emails that have come into me, I've very promptly responded to. You will know that from the quick response you received from me to your email. The critical point here, I think there are different ways of dealing with issues, and knowing that our community has never looked at this issue before meant, I think, that we had to deal with it in a very sensible way rather than ruffling feathers, produce something that we can put to our community that will open people's eyes, that will educate them, and will be a starting point to make sure that these issues are dealt with on an ongoing basis for the betterment of everybody.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to have to call time now because we are running towards the end of the program. There's a couple of SMSs here. Manny, thank you very much for joining us and putting your questions.
Thank you, Manny.
Whilst you're online, thank you for still being out there carrying the rainbow flag.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Manny de Sachs there. I think probably the oldest gay activist in Australia. He's in his 80s, which is wonderful.
Message, you're number two.
Thank you. Message here from Richard, who says, could it be that the reason you got so few submissions is that many in the Jewish community generally are accepting on this issue? As a secular Jewish man, my friends and family are loving and accepting, ignoring the strongly religious, of course, who have too much say in the community anyway.
Look, it's possible. I think the feedback we're getting is that the younger generations are far more accepting than previous generations. Interestingly, not all of the submissions were received from members of the GLBT communities. Two were from heterosexual people.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it off here. Thank you, John, for joining us today yet again.
Thank you.
Good
for
luck with
me.
Your report. We look forward to seeing the results.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.